Welcome to the SEI podcast series, a production of Carnegie Mellon University's Software Engineering Institute. The SEI is a federally funded research and development center sponsored by the Department of Defense. A transcript of today's podcast is available on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts. My name is Eileen Rubel, and I'm the tech lead for the SEI's Agile in Government program. With me today is Dr. Carol Woody, the technical manager for the cybersecurity engineering team at CERT. Today, we're going to talk about the growing need to educate the current workforce to make good cybersecurity choices. This has resulted in CERT's Cybersecurity Engineering and Software Assurance Professional Certificate Program. Hi, Carol. Thanks for joining me today.
Glad to be here.
So before we get started, can you tell me a little bit about your background and what led you to the work that you're doing in CERT?
I joined CERT about 17 years ago after close to 30 years of experience in software and systems engineering and program management and all those good things of fielding technology. And my focus here has been on helping engineers understand how to build security in so that we get the systems we need that we can ultimately field and sustain. One of the key challenges that we've had is helping those that need to incorporate security understand what it is they need to do and why. So we developed tutorials, we've written books, papers, and at this point we've got a certificate program that we're talking about today that will hopefully boost what we need to do.
Great. So can you tell us a bit about the current landscape that's out there? You've talked a little bit about some of the resources that are available, but what's available to help cybersecurity professionals, software acquirers, software and system assurance managers, software engineers, system engineers? Why did you feel it was necessary to develop a certificate program?
Actually, the certificate program is an effort to boost the one-on-one training and the group training that we have been delivering for several years. I have a small team, and we can only get to so many resources. Mm-hmm. And the demand has become so great that we basically had to step back and say our current on-site delivery of coursework is not sufficient. So we have assembled the key materials so that people can basically have 24/7 access. Do it when they can. Many can't schedule the courses, and so we were hearing a lot of the concerns of, I need this material, I need to understand it, how do I get it in a way that I can take advantage of it, and by the way, I can't sit for a week in a class, I don't have time. So hopefully this is one more mechanism that will allow people to understand what they need to do and how to do it.
So really scaling your ability to reach a lot of these professionals on terms that are convenient to their work-life situation.
Exactly.
So can you tell me a little bit about the technical meat of the program? If I enroll, what would I learn?
The certificate is focused on five key areas. We've got software assurance methods, security requirements and how to construct those, mission risk assurance, how do you link security to the mission you're trying to accomplish, supply chain risk management. Most of the software we have nowadays is acquired. So how do we deal with the issues of security that are coming through the supply chain? That's a growing problem area. And threat modeling. How do we understand the threats that are critical to a specific system that we need to address? Those areas were not just created by my team for because we thought they were fun. We've done a lot of research in these areas. We actually have a curriculum model that universities are implementing that is tied to knowledge areas that we know the incoming workforce needs to understand to become part of the team that can deliver good results. And so we have identified out of those what are the critical elements that the current workforce needs to know. And that's what these five areas focus on.
Okay, great. As you know, we focus extensively at the SCI on transitioning our work to the public and to our stakeholders in the federal government. So if I'm a program manager or a leader in a government organization, what steps should I take now in order to help my team access your certificate program?
Accessing it is very simple. It's basically signing up an individual, and they will have 24-hour access through the Cert Step Forward platform to 15 hours of instruction and 16 exercises that they can do over the course of a year. That will allow them to work it into their schedules as they need to. I think the key for a program manager, though, is identifying the people that need to have this knowledge. And not all of them may be working directly for them. If they're working through a vendor who is handling all their software development, then they want to make sure that the vendor is aware that this capability is available and that their people have the competencies that are needed. So that one of the key starting points, I think, is really knowing what do your people already know, what are the gaps, and then pushing them toward signing up for the certificate. Or it may be on-site classes. We've seen this in other areas where people have a specific group that they need to educate. For example, they've got a team in acquisition that doesn't understand what security requirements are.
Right.
They might not need the whole certificate program. They might just want, how do we do secure requirements? And so instead, they would bring us in or some other resources for a one-day training program.
Okay, great. So, Carol, you've been a frequent guest on our podcast series. You've been here before to discuss your book with Nancy Mead and the work that you've done with Rick Kasman on architectural roots of vulnerabilities. What's next for you?
At this point, I have been working with participants from academia and government and industry, and we're trying to determine who needs to be educated in software assurance and engineering, security engineering, and what is it they really need to know to do their jobs well. Not everybody needs to know everything.
Right.
And so we're trying to pinpoint to make sure that we get the key elements in place. The second area that we're looking at is measurement, because we really don't have a sufficient way of measuring how well security is being done. When you look at a product, you have no clue as to what's there and how well it works. We've put together some preliminary results, and we're hoping to get that published soon.
Okay, great. I'll look forward to that. And then you'll come back and talk with me some more, right?
Absolutely.
Great. Carol, thanks so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Thanks. To learn more about CERT's Cybersecurity Engineering and Software Assurance Professional Certificate Program, visit sci.cmu.edu/education-outreach/credentials and click on the yellow Certificates button in the lower left-hand corner of the screen. We'll include links to all of these resources in our transcript. This podcast is available on the SCI website at sci.cmu.edu/podcasts and on Carnegie Mellon University's iTunes channel, as well as the SCI's YouTube channel. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us at info@sci.cmu.edu. Thank you.